with Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have George Barber with me. You're going to be running for the 54th District Senate, correct?
Correct. Good morning, Vanessa. That is correct. 54th Senate District, Illinois. Yep.
Awesome. So how does a man like you who goes from coaching basketball, teaching kinesiology and health get into politics?
Well, that's a good question. I have always intended to get into politics, and I told my wife before we got married, her name's Lisa, that she needed to know that we were going to get into politics after we raised a family. So we have five children. Our youngest is a junior in high school, and I felt with an open seat in the 54th District, I was encouraged actually by some friends of mine that already are in politics to go ahead and make the run, and now would be the right time.
Okay, so you say that you want to address the things and the people and everything. So what are some stances that you are really strongly concerned about?
Well, one of the first things, as a coach, you really have to deal with people, and relationships are important. So I want to listen. I mean, that's really, you know, I don't really have an agenda other than the state is in trouble. There's a lot of things that we need to do, but I want to listen to the people and see what their thoughts are. The top three issues, I think, are jobs, taxes, and I think there's some issues of morality that are out there with the HB 40 and things like that. But the top three are jobs, taxes, and education.
Okay, so why did you decide to enter politics now? I mean, what made you think that you'd be a good fit for the job?
Yeah, well, so like I said, this has always been the plan. It's just that the open seat is the biggest reason, and our children are grown. So
ready, right?
Ready to get into it. I don't know, more time, but yeah, it's a new season of life, right?
Well, I'm sure this is going to be a lot easier now because I believe you have how many kids?
Five children.
Oh,
five
my goodness.
Children. So,
wow.
So 25, 23, 21, 19, and 17. And after the fourth one, the secretary said, George, we're not going to let you and your wife room together anymore at the state tournament because we got to slow down.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, good to know. So how do you think your coaching career will contribute to your political career? Do you think once you get elected that some of the practices that you learn there you'll be able to apply here?
So coaches have great influence in communities, and we're often – athletics and coaching are front porch entities of schools and colleges and universities. So you're used to being in the public eye, you're used to having your product, you know, I don't know, I would say criticized, but you're used to being critiqued by the public. And so I just feel like that realm is not going to change a whole lot. You're always interested in relationship building, bringing people together, and so I think those things will come into play and will be helpful, you know, in the political arena.
Okay, so what chance do you think that you have of getting the Republican nomination in the district?
Well, there's four people running, so I'm going to give myself a 25% chance, and I think everybody at this point, we're all trying to get going and get started, and I'm a little late to the game. But I know a lot of people in this district because of the basketball camps that we've held at Greenville University. We run about 1,500 to 2,000 kids through the camp each summer. So I do have a little bit of a head start knowing people just because of the coaching. But I'd say 25% right now. We're going to really go for it.
What do you think of your competition?
Well, I don't know them very well. I have only just met Raphael Hem and Jason and Ben in the last 6 weeks or couple months. They seem like fine men, and I think we'll just have to see, you know, who the people like, who they think they're going to represent them best in Springfield. And so I look forward to getting to knowing them better as we go through the campaign.
Okay. Well, I have one more question before I let you go. What's one thing that you want the voters and the listeners to take away from you that makes them think that you are the best choice for the job?
Well, I think the biggest thing I want them to know is I will listen. And I'm not coming in with this huge agenda with one specific topic, but I do want to listen to them and take their concerns to Springfield, represent them well. I feel like this job is being a public servant. And as a public servant, I don't think you go in telling everybody what they need to think. I think you go in listening to everybody and trying to represent them, represent our district, what our needs are in our area of the state to the larger constituency, to the legislator there in Springfield.
Okay. Well, good luck in the race. I'm very excited to see where you end up along with all the other candidates. Thank you so much for taking the time to come out and talk to me this morning.
You are welcome, Vanessa. Thank you for having me.
Of course. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.